News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Executive Director of the Economic Growth Council, EGC, Senator Obin Hill, says a team is being assembled to lead the study for the development of the Special Diaspora Bond. The team will also have responsibility for negotiating the terms and conditions of the bond. The bond, which will mainly target Jamaicans living in Canada, the United Kingdom, and United States, is part of the EGC's initiatives to garner greater diaspora support for the country's growth agenda. The EGC's Diaspora Working Group is chaired by Council Member Dr. David Panton.
We have been working with the PIOJ, the Minister of Finance, and Dr. Panton to bring this to fruition. And we're not going to just launch it without getting the diaspora involved. So we're going to talk to them, in fact, initiate a serious study with them so that we can understand the best way to go about it. But we're very committed to it.
The Ministry of Tourism is set to host the Tourism Resilience Summit at the University of the West Indies on Thursday, September 13. Portfolio Minister Edmund Bartlett says the summit will bring together industry stakeholders and key technical personnel from across the Caribbean to share information on climate challenges and crisis management. From the discussions, a blueprint is to be developed to guide the industry on best practices going forward.
But within that, to have ideas that can be codified and that can be made available to not just us in the Caribbean, but the rest of the world, as to how to treat with these disruptions when they come, how to track them also, how to discern some, because we are not only susceptible to hurricanes and earthquakes, we're also susceptible to terrorism, we're also susceptible to cybercrime, we're susceptible to other acts of God.
Minister Bartlett also noted that the conference will position Jamaica and the region as a global center for information and technical support in the area of crisis management within the tourism sector. Security at the Riverton City landfill in Kingston is to be boosted following a $1 million donation by Red Stripe through its Deno and Geddes DNG Foundation. The money will go towards the purchase of surveillance and similar security systems in an effort to prevent future fires at the site. Managing Director at Red Stripe, Ricardo Nuncio, says the recent fire negatively impacted company employees and caused production at the brewery to be halted.
It was very difficult because at the end we had to make a decision to stop our production. We tried as best as possible to equip our employees with masks and things to be able to perform their jobs, but we had to make a call to say it's really unbearable. It had a big impact to our business continuity. It had a big impact to our financial performance, and it had a big impact on our ability to supply our products to the market.
And Film Commissioner at Jamaica Promotions Corporation, Jampro Renee Robinson, says the local film industry contributed a record $1.2 billion to the local economy for the 2017-18 financial year. Film production expenditure, which relates to the value of the budget that international productions spend in Jamaica, recorded a 65% increase for the 2017-18 fiscal period, moving from $745 million in the previous year to exceed the $1 billion mark for the first time.
So this would be to hire cast, to hire crew, drivers, rental of equipment, anything that is part of the productive process that is being spent in Jamaica.
Some 124 international film productions took place over the period, generating 2,781 jobs. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Andrew James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Government pensioners, as of September 1, 2018, all pension payments from the Accountant General's Department will be done via direct deposit to your bank account. This means no pension payment will be done by check. Pensioners still receiving check payments must return completed banking information forms to the AGD before September 17 to ensure there is no disruption in the payment of pensions. For more information, call 876-922-83207, email info@treasury.gov.jm or WhatsApp 876-818-6583. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.